Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 46, 14 before 7. Joined now by our good friend, Dr. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. We love talking to this man because we always learn something, and we're never too old to learn anything, are we, Mike?
No, we're not. We're supposed to be lifelong learners. That's what keeps us young.
I'll bet you are, aren't you?
Yes. Yes. Well, that's actually part of the oath for a veterinarian to be a lifelong learner.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Yes,
I had no earthly idea.
Yeah.
Right. Let's talk about the ice storm and the loss of the nursery industry, not just things you eat, but flowers, et cetera, because people like to put the flowers in the garden and all that stuff, Mike.
That's right. And the nursery industry is a huge part of Louisiana's economy. And we had some damages here in our local nurseries, you know, up in Folsom, but much more significant in the Forest Hill area. I did a field tour there, and what you saw is, you know, they had below freezing temperatures consistently for 5 days and some days in the single digits. We almost lost our nurseries here. In the greenhouses, what happened with the freezing ice and the rain, it built up on top of these greenhouses and then collapsed them to the ground. And when it did, of course, that shut off the power and the gas and the heat that was on inside and then destroyed the plants. You know, one particular nursery, the loss to the structures is in the millions of dollars, but the loss to these plants was $2+ million on one nursery. We have 200 nurseries just in Forest Hill alone. We also had lost to a number of our poultry houses. This is the coldest weather we've had in 36 years. We haven't had anything like this in a long time. And the real hard part is the fact that many of these areas, this was the fourth major disaster within the year, and under four declarations of disaster. And so we're going to try to get them some help because that is a huge part of our economy, and it is the economy in certain regions. You know, just like in Forest Hill. And some of those plants, I looked at some of the plants that were ready to sell that they had been growing for 10 years, you know, and so it did. And so what we have to do, in addition to what the federal programs that are there, which are rather limited because of the way the budget reconciliation process is, we've got to get some ad hoc legislation to get some additional dollars for all the industries that were affected, the non-insured losses, to stand them back up, because again, agriculture, forestry, and which nurseries are a part of that, that's the largest sector of our economy.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you think about Louisiana, 85% of the surface mass of this state is in ag, forestry, and aquaculture. Over 273,000 people employed, and it is continuing to grow. Agriculture is growing. When I took office, it was around $6 billion. Now it's over 13, and you know, and we export the majority of the products that we raise here are exported, which brings in hard cash dollars. And if you look at the largest industry in America, it is agriculture. We're a huge agricultural state, and we're blessed with abundant water and the most fertile land anywhere in the United States, and the transportation system to move these products. And we're making tremendous investments now, state and federally, in our rivers, you know, and our transportation system, because we're a maritime state as well. So we're well diversified. And especially now, when you look at what's happening with oil and gas, you know, and the loss of those jobs, and of course, we see oil moving back up. And I think you're going to see oil get up to about $70 a barrel within the next 10 to 12 months. If it gets to 70, we will start, on land fracking. And what's happening, and I talked to some of my friends who are farmers that have gas wells or oil wells on their land, or their friends do, is the fact that now oil is going up simply because now we're not drilling on federal lands. And so that has caused a shift in the oil economy, and that is driving the price of oil up.
So is that good for farmers who have fracking going on?
Yes, indeed. Well, fracking, oil wells, gas wells.
Yeah.
It's always good, because when you look overall, it's land management. Overall, you got to look at all aspects of the farm, the row crops, the livestock, the timber, the oil and gas. All of that works together to make it work.
All right, we'll take a break. We come back. I want to talk about freezing weather, trees, et cetera, what people may have to be on the lookout for, et cetera, and also some of the climate change that's going on in agriculture and evolving weather patterns, how all of that's going to affect the future of Louisiana. Commissioner Mike Strain, love talking to him, man. We learn something every time he is on. Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. A quick break when we come back. More. Right now it's time for traffic on WWE. 6:55, Tommy Tucker here talking to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, when it comes to the big freeze and people with trees in their yards, et cetera, some big trees in some cases, are there any things they have to look out for here in terms of safety that the tree could have been damaged and would be more subject to falling?
Absolutely. They need to look at those limbs. If they see them cracked, leaning down, and you've heard the term widowmakers, where they're hanging up there, and if they have any doubt, they need to call their licensed arborist, because one, most people are not experienced with a chainsaw. It's got to be done properly and safely. One of the things after the storms, as a tragedy, we lose people. People get killed cutting trees. Even on their own properties, you can get hit in the head, or you can have an accident with that chainsaw. And the other thing on your azaleas and your smaller plants, look at the bark on the stems. Look at that. And what you'll see, you see that bark split, and it'll be pretty obvious that more than likely that plant is going to die. And so we tell everybody safety, cleaning up, and if there's, those limbs that are hanging, have them professionally removed. For us country folk, when you got a big limb hanging off a tree, don't take the tractor and raise the boom and try to push it off. That's extraordinarily dangerous to do, and even in and around the homeowners. And so, you don't want these trees and these limbs falling on your homes. And a big part now after these storms, as is cleaning up these winter storms. And so just do it properly, and we have a list of licensed arborists to help you. And on your home plans, we're telling everybody, it'll probably be a few weeks before you know which of those plants will live, which will die. A lot of the palm trees we will probably have lost. And you remember back in the storm of 85, where we lost all those palm trees in the city of New Orleans, if you remember that. We had to replace all of those. That's right. And so now here we are at a time when nursery stock has been bought up as people have been working on their homes during COVID. And now we have the big freeze where we've lost a lot of our nursery stock. And so, we're going to be working very hard to rebuild that. But again, when in doubt, call your county agent, to look at your plants, but call your licensed arborist to come out and give me an opinion on those trees and those limbs.
I got some big oak trees on my property, and they require some maintenance, do they not, in terms of topping and trimming and so forth?
Absolutely. And not only that, you can kind of help control the way that oak tree, grows. And then if you've got water oaks, some people have water oaks because they grow really quickly, those need a lot of attention. And because those are the ones, they grow very fast, but they can get hollow and rot on the inside, and they can fall on the homes. But oak trees need attention, and I use a licensed arborist. I've been using the same arborist here, on my farm and on my commercial buildings for many, many, many years. I wouldn't have his job, but they do excellent work, and I'm always very, very pleased.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that job either. Talk about quickly, if you can, Mike, some evolving weather patterns and how that's going to affect agriculture in Louisiana.
It's affecting agriculture. Now, climate change is real. We can debate about the causes. But what we're seeing is that we're seeing things heat up basically 1 degree further north, which means we have the weather now that used to be 1 degree in latitude below us. We're seeing crops being grown in the northern part of the United States haven't been grown in 100 years. We're seeing bugs, plant pests, and diseases. And look at these weather patterns. We had the most active hurricane season in recorded history. You know, ice storms, the floods. So climate change is real. I think Mother Nature is trying to adapt. And we're also working on part of the governor's team on the climate initiatives and also working through the USDA. And exciting news yesterday, industry and big oil said they are going to participate. And so carbon credits is going to be a big deal for agriculture, just greenhouse gas sequestration. And we're going to turn that into a positive thing. We have the ability to correct what's going on in our atmosphere. And agriculture is the largest part of the natural solution because, again, 85% of the surface mass of Louisiana is ag, forestry, and aquaculture.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon. When we come back, we're going to talk about buying a house. How do you go about it?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.